Welcome, Investigator. Evil is on the rise. Crime is escalating. Our mission is to eliminate the crime by exposing evil, examine why it manifests, and highlight the brave souls that confront it every day. Join us as we work together to bring justice to every victim. Welcome to All Things Crime. Here's your host, Jared Bradley.
Hey, everybody. It's Jared. Welcome to another episode of All Things Crime. Appreciate you listening. Ask you to just smash that follow button and subscribe to the channel or to wherever you're listening to this, Spotify or wherever that is. Appreciate you following us. And we love our listeners and watchers on YouTube and Rumble. And you guys are just awesome. Can't tell you thanks enough for being a fan of the show. And we try to bring you good stuff every day. And man, it's just a pleasure to be here. So, hey, I wanted to just throw this out at you guys. I'm going to attach a radio interview that I did with a radio station in Ireland. And the reason that they called and they wanted to interview me is because as the president of MVAC Systems, we have a unique way of collecting DNA off of evidence. So hopefully you guys are familiar with the Crystal Bezlanowicz case. And basically, Crystal was murdered when she was a 17-year-old wayward teen. She was originally from Washington, but was her and her boyfriend were in the Salt Lake City area. And she was working as a prostitute. She was hooked on drugs, no thanks to her boyfriend, who was also kind of working as her pimp. And basically just, you know, it happens a lot, especially these younger, naive girls. They get hooked on drugs and they develop these addictions. And yeah, their supposed boyfriends or whatever end up mooching off of her. And, you know, a lot of these young girls, their greatest asset is themselves. And unfortunately, there's real winners out there that are willing to pay for that. So Crystal was murdered by some river rocks. And that's the primary connection. Was she was murdered in 1995, the very end of 1995, December, in Utah. And they found her body next to the Provo River in Utah. Well, her case went cold for 18 years. And it wasn't until they used the MVAC system, which it works just like a carpet cleaner. So it sprays that sterile solution down onto the surface and then vacuums up the DNA off of the rocks. And that's where the primary similarities lie between Crystal's case and this case of Sophia. And I apologize to all of you French speakers out there if I butcher this name. She's a French actress. She was, apologize. Her name was Sophie Tuscan Duplantier. And so I just want to read this, just kind of give you guys the history of what's going on here. So she was a 39-year-old French woman. She was a French actress, really famous in France, but she had a holiday home in Ireland. And it's at the very south part of Ireland in Cork County, kind of close to the ocean out there, way out on the west side. So I'm sure that she had just a beautiful view out there. Goleen, I think, Tormore, Goleen, County Cork, Ireland is how it's listed. And she was murdered on the night of 23 December 1996. Now, a neighbor found her the next morning around 10 a.m., but because of its location of where her holiday home was, and this is just, like I said, this is the 23rd of December. So supposedly she was over there just vacationing for just like 3 or 4 days. She was by herself and was going to head back to France for Christmas. So this is on the 23rd. This is only 2 days before Christmas. So I don't know how many days she had been there, but regardless, that's when she was found. It was the 23rd of December in 1996. So neighbor finds her down at the end of her driveway the next morning, 10 a.m. Now the neighbor, she was bludgeoned so badly, especially around her face, that the neighbor could not formally identify her. So she was found, the only thing she had on, let's see, it says her body clad in nightwear and boots. So why she was down at the end of her driveway, I'm not sure anybody really knows, but her long john bottoms were caught on a barbed wire fence. Bloodstains were present on a gate, as well as nearby piece of slate and a concrete block. And, you know, that's just kind of it's almost whitewashed. Basically, I've seen pictures, and I'll tell you, the amount of blood that was there, both on that slate, that rock that was used to bludgeon her and honestly just disfigure her. And then the killer, when he was done, I don't know, maybe the rock got so bloody that it got slippery, but he picked up a concrete block and continued to beat on her with it. So this is clearly one of those cases of it's not just murder. This is a passionate, and usually when that level of violence, and especially when the killer didn't just want to kill her, he wanted to like really punish her and disfigure her. And usually when that happens, it's because the person that is murdering the victim knows her well enough that and is so enraged by whatever is happening. Well, so speculation is that her neighbor, a different neighbor than the one that found her, was making advances on her. And, you know, who knows, maybe she turned him down. But this guy's name was Ian Bailey, and he was a British journalist who lived close to Sophie. And yeah, so this guy, they felt that France at least felt that there was enough evidence that even without him being present, they actually convicted him of her murder and sentenced him to 25 years in prison. Now, Ireland, I don't know, you know, everything about the different judicial systems in Europe and the court systems there, but Ireland wouldn't extradite him to France to serve that sentence. So he was arrested numerous times and was never actually proven that he had done it there in Ireland. So it's kind of been hanging out there ever since 1996. Now, the interesting thing is this case has been kind of resurrected. There have been some really top-notch detectives that have been reassigned to Sophie's case. And there's a lot of interest, especially from the media over there. Now, we've kind of been in touch with the police there in Ireland, but nothing formal and nothing definitive yet. So, but the press have done their research on the MVAC. They know about, they keep bringing up the Crystal Bezlanovich case. And because there's so many similarities between not only the time frame, you know, Crystal was killed almost exactly a year before Sophie was, and she was murdered with some granite rocks. Now, granite, I don't know how to compare, you know, the slate rocks over in Ireland versus the granite rocks that were here in Utah, but, you know, you're going to have a lot of similarities there. And the bottom line is the cracks and crevices where DNA might be hidden, the MVAC is clearly going to be the best bet as far as getting DNA off there. So that's kind of the background of where we're at. And they're re-looking at this case. And so who knows, maybe there's a chance that we can get over there with an MVAC and help the police, the law enforcement, you know, the investigators over in Ireland, and be able to help them solve this case. We'd love at least a shot at it. So out of all the techniques, the methods, the technologies that could collect some touch DNA off of a cinder block and off of a rock, I definitely say the MVAC is going to be their best bet. So following here is going to be a radio. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you know, we're just going to switch to just audio only. But yeah, if you're listening to this on Spotify or some other platform as a podcast, then you'll definitely be able to hear my Irish counterpart over there. So great opportunity. And, you know, we travel the world to try to help law enforcement agencies anywhere we can, to especially to solve cold cases like this. And especially when it's kind of a last ditch effort, you know, I'm sure they've tried multiple times to swab those rocks and try to get DNA off of it using, or not just the rock, but also the cinder block, just like in the Crystal Bezlanovich case. They had tried swabbing that multiple times, and they couldn't collect enough to even a half a nanogram of DNA material. And in the Bezlanovich case, the MVAC collected 21 nanograms, so 42 times what they actually needed in order to produce this, the profile that produced the killer of Crystal Bezlanovich. And obviously, we hope and pray that if we ever do get a shot at using the MVAC on the evidence there, and including her clothing and everything else, we'd have to see what's actually probative, what's actually worth testing over there. I mean, if it's totally covered with victim blood, it's going to be magnitudes more difficult. But, you know, like I said, the MVAC is most likely Sophie's family's only shot at ever getting this case solved. So really a significant case. I know it's really famous over there in Ireland, obviously, because that's where the murder happened, but also in France, because she was so famous. She was basically a French actress. So, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Your attention today brings us one step closer to exposing and eliminating the evil that brings crime to our communities. Hit subscribe and share this episode. Together, we will bring justice to every victim.